This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Runk.
She's singing Christmas music as we speak, literally. She's singing Christmas music in the other room. You can't hear it. Why is this like this? You singing Christmas music? You singing Christmas music? Oh, yeah, I think you were. I don't know, she says. Well, she sings Christmas music, and she absolutely does it to, you know, I mean, did she probably didn't even hear it, honestly. Kristen probably didn't even hear it. It's the night, I guess I shouldn't say that. Well, I guess this comes out the 19th of December. When is this going to come out? I don't know when this will come out. What is this? Let's see. I don't know. It's coming out close to Christmas. I know that because it's close to Christmas now. So,
this is coming out the 21st.
Oh, the 21st. This will come out. Okay. Hey, we're recording. So Kristen,
yeah.
What you doing? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's making a coffee. Nice. She's making a coffee. So she is making a coffee. Now, here's the deal. I guarantee she's going to – look, this is a Christmas – this is – basically, we're doing a two-parter with Kristen because she loves Christmas. And I told you I've been working too hard, and I thought that, you know, since we had David Sullivan on the show, we could also have Kristen on the show. And this way, I'll be refreshed and rejuvenated for the new year, and I could start doing obviously, the podcast is solo. So I guess for now we can just do my dates here as she makes her coffee, but I will be in, San Diego coming up, the weekend of January, 7th. I will be in Brea, California. That's just a club date, but come on down. And, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, January 20th and 21st. I will also be in Lakeland, Florida, the 26th, Daytona, the 27th, and Jacksonville, the 28th, Florida. Come get your tickets. San Antonio, Texas, Sugarland, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, February 5th, Providence, Rhode Island, the 17th of February, and then New York, February 18th, two shows at the Beacon, Chicago, Illinois, Kansas City, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri. Look, these are all places I'm going, Austin, Minneapolis, Columbus, Boise. ChrisLea.com, get your tickets and get them. And you can get them for Christmas gifts, too, if you know your loved ones or fans or whatever the hell. But come on down to the Don't Push Me tour. I've been having a lot of good times doing the tour. I love being on tour. You know, I like being on tour because I like being on the road doing these shows more than I even used to. I loved doing my stand-up, but also now what I love is just doing it and also being – I'm very grateful for everyone and everything. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
You look so pretty.
Thanks.
Look at you. The camera loves you. Yeah, that's what they say in Hollywood. And I know that because I've been in Hollywood.
And now you're kicked out.
I'm kicked out. Now let's not start with bad energy, right?
I think it's kind of cool. It's like rebellious.
Hell yeah, dude.
Blacklisted.
Okay, well.
It's kind of sick.
So we could go. You know what's on there is the Jeremy Renner's thing. You can do it if you want to put the headphones on right there.
Okay.
But you don't have to. What?
I think hold on.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. So she's got to go. She gets nervous on camera. She's going to go throw up and then she's going to come back. No, she's not. But Yeah, so we're waiting for Kristen, and she is going to come back in a little bit. My whole thing with what I was saying is being on tour, as I love being on tour now, and it was a little bit. I mentioned this on my tour vlogs, which is on, if you go, my other channel, not this, Supercult Studios, which you can like and subscribe. That'd be great. We're always trying to gain followers. I think we're still stuck at 596,000. Don't know what's up with the algorithm, but leave a comment and subscribe. And you might not even be subscribed. You might think you are. So subscribe to this Supercult channel, Supercult Studios. But I described this in my other, my Chris D'Elia channel that you can also subscribe to it, on my tour vlogs, that it used to be like this rock star shit. Like I would go out on stage and I loved it for that reason. But now I love it because it's just absolutely, I just feel very grateful. And that's what I was describing on, I think my Boston or my, not my Boston one, but my, it might've been my Boston one or my Denver one or my Cheyenne one, my tour vlog. Anyway, yeah, you look great. The camera loves you.
Thank you.
But you got to talk into this. It's one of the main things. Now, hello, Kristen.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. You have this on backwards. Did you know that? Do you want me to change it?
It's okay.
Okay, cool. It says Calvin, but it's backwards.
That's all right.
It's very cute. How are you feeling, first of all? But, well, I asked that because I caught you singing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Now, you weren't singing it that good, obviously.
That's not true.
What?
I think if we had a competition between who was a better singer, I would win.
You are a pretty damn good singer. If I'm going to give
thanks.
You, yeah, because when you know how I said like taking liberties and I was leaving and you were singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game,"
oh, God.
It was
that
funny.
That was not my best work, though.
No, but I actually thought, wow, that actually she did kind of kill it.
Have we told that story before?
I have.
Oh, you have.
Yeah. So that's why everyone now people will comment to so taking liberties.
Oh,
because that's what that's
funny.
From. Yeah. But you were. She was. The whole ball game, like you were doing that kind of stuff. You sing, you know what it is? You sing every song like it's a Christmas song.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's a good way to
right?
describe it, sure.
Like you'd be like, more human than human, dong. And that's by Rob Zombie, you know?
Yeah.
But that's Michael Bublé by Rob Zombie.
Hmm.
So I ask you because I caught you singing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Well, is that how that song's called? Is that what that song's called? Okay. Wow. Really good for the audio people listening. Just shrugged. But so you are, you love Christmas, and I felt like since, you know, we've been talking about, I've been working so fucking hard. I've been trying to do, you know.
Oh.
No. I have been saying this on the podcast, so that's why I'm trying, that's why I had David Sullivan on, and that's why I'm having you on. Because you guys are so close to me, but also I need to refresh myself. And in January, I want to come back with a bang and do, you know, cause this is a solo podcast, but I figured since it's Christmas and you love Christmas,
I do. Yeah.
That we would have you on as a two-parter.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a two-parter.
Oh yeah. One of them is going to come out like around the 20th, 21st.
Oh my gosh. Do I have an enemy?
An enemy?
Do I have it in
me? Oh, do what? Did you have what in you? Oh my gosh, Christmas. Do I have an enemy? Do you have what in you?
Like 2 hours of talking.
Oh, it doesn't have to be 2 hours. We're going to, you know, the episodes are a little bit shorter, but yeah, do you have it in you? You do have it in you. You could do it.
Okay, thank you.
So, and then also, so one will come out before Christmas, and then one might come out after Christmas. You want to move over? In the Taint of the Holidays. That's
taint?
What we call it. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
That's between Christmas and New Year's.
The Taint. Of the holidays.
Yeah, because it's kind of just like, it's between the grunt, it's the grundle of the holidays.
Hmm.
Oh, the grundle of the holidays. That could be a song too.
Yeah, you're saying a lot of words I don't like.
Grundle.
Taint.
And grundle and taint so far.
Yeah.
So far, that's
with
really
Christmas.
It. The grundle outside is frightful and the taint is so delightful.
That's a beautiful song.
Now you like it all of a sudden. Oh, what if a guy lost his mind, a lounge singer, and that's what he started singing? Immediately, my favorite, lounge singer. Oh, the grundle outside is frightening, and the taint is so delightening. Delightening.
The taint is delightening. You're so dumb.
So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
You love Christmas.
I absolutely do.
What is it about Christmas?
That's a good question.
Oh, boy. And she's still talking.
I mean, if you're going to talk about someone that talks way too long about stuff.
Days.
That's only you.
Okay.
Only you talk the most words. And Cal.
Oh, my God.
You and Cal say the most words necessary to make a point. It can be said in three words.
Instead of saying ice cream, he'll say, can I ask you for an ice cream favor? So cute. I don't know if I told that on this podcast before, but he said, Daddy, can I ask you for an ice cream favor? And bent over like so polite. Very cute. And I gave him ice cream. I'm a sucker.
You're a sucker, yeah.
You don't think you are?
I think you are a bigger sucker. We were at the airport recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to the bathrooms. I was not with you guys for about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I came back and Chris had already bought him a dinosaur plush from some random store as we were walking. I was like, Christopher, you can't just, he's going to go home with like 45 toys. Every time you come from a trip, there's toys.
I know.
It's very sweet.
I know.
And so.
I know. The balance of it is, what do I do? I want him to be happy, but also I can't spoil him because he can't get everything he wants. So what do I do?
Well, I think spoiling is, I think we use that word out of context because I think we think of spoiling as like overly loving and overly sweet.
Well,
but there's no such
not
thing.
Spoiling, yeah.
Yeah, but like we don't spoil him with things, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, he has a lot of toys.
He does have a lot of toys.
But that's
honestly, 60% comes from
that is
people,
true
because he's the first grandkid
that
on
is
both
true.
Sides, and so he's just constantly getting
comes from different people.
Yeah, he gets as many packages in the mail addressed to him as I do.
Yeah, he signs up. He has an Amazon account. He goes, ooh, blocks, and it comes. We got him crabs, little crabs. We got him he doesn't like when things make noise.
No.
The crab dances and make noise, and he says, I want it off. Mm-hmm. He'll do like that. And we turn it off, and he doesn't like it on.
The other day at preschool, he brought, he has this blue crab that he got from Amazon, and it walks back and forth sideways.
Right.
It's kind of alarming.
It actually is kind of scary.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's unsettling. Mm-hmm. But it sings some song and makes a noise, and he likes the crab, but doesn't like it when it's on.
Yes.
And so we were at his preschool, and he was holding the crab, and his teacher came over and was like, hey, you know, I think today's the day for music. I think we're going to turn some music on out here. And Cal starts crying.
Right.
And I was so confused, and he was like, no, we're going to keep it off. We're going to keep it off.
I'm proud of him for that.
He thought that she was talking to... like saying that they were going to turn on the crab.
Yeah, right. I get that, and I'm proud of him for that because I don't like music, and I was driving in the car with him today, and he did not ask to turn on the music, and he was just asking. And dude, he does not stop talking.
I know,
and it's so funny and it's so cute, and I'm also proud of him for that. He's going to start a podcast on the Supercult channel in a few months. Calvin's going to have a podcast.
That seems like terrible parenting.
And he's going to be a star. And I'm going to make sure he's a star. And that's good parenting. So what is it about Christmas that you like so much?
We're just going to gloss over that whole thing that you just said?
Well, no. We never got to that. That was the actual question. Maybe you don't know much about this podcast, and I feel like you need to be caught up. But we talk about things, and as the tangents hit me, we go. This is an octopus of a conversation.
Okay.
And the nucleus of the conversation is the head of the octopus, but we go on all sorts of tentacles. So how do you feel about Christmas? Boop.
Okay, this is a lot of popping all over.
Popping?
Like popping from thing to thing.
Yeah, you would pop.
Okay, I'll try and follow.
Yeah, how do you feel about Christmas?
I saw something on TikTok that really resonated.
That's weird. You saw something on TikTok?
Yeah. Okay. I like TikTok.
Oh, yeah. I got dummy viral on TikTok.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't even see you on there.
Well, you blocked me, maybe. I blocked you. All right,
anyways, and it was this girl saying that if you had a good childhood, you like Christmas. And
oh.
If you don't...
you like Hanukkah.
No, then you had a bad childhood. And I think that's why. I have like the fondest memories of Christmas growing up.
So, yeah, you know what I was thinking is...
what?
Like, we were watching that... Frosty the Snowman thing, the claymation thing where it's like, hello, Frosty, you know, and it's Mickey Rooney is playing the guy and shit. And was playing Santa, and I was watching it, and I was sitting with Calvin, and Calvin loves it, and he's having a great time because we have a good family, and everything is like, you know, beautiful. You set the Christmas tree up nice and all that. One of the Christmas trees that we have up nice, and I was watching this Frosty the Snowman thing, and I remember watching it as a kid, and I'm watching this, and I'm mixed with emotions. Like, I've always said that nostalgia, you know, retrospect candy coats everything. But I think if you dig deeper, like for me, I was watching this Frosty the Snowman thing, and I was like, it was making me feel good, but also very uncomfortable watching this thing, reminding me of how it used to be when I was a kid. And if you ask me, I had a good childhood. So I guess my clinical question is, since you're in therapy and you're trained to be a therapist, stop with that.
I think we both know the answer to that.
Oh, dude. Sup with that?
I think there's some under the layer surface.
Oh, the weather layers. Outside is frightful, and the childhood was so delightful. Was no it? Matter what you fucking say, I didn't block out anything. Everything that isn't loving isn't... Everything that is not loving is also can be considered not... Anything that's not nurturing can be trauma. All the way home, I'll be warm.
Terrible.
Don't you dare say I had a bad childhood.
I didn't.
No. I know you didn't, but I'm just saying if the audience is thinking it. I called my last special no pain, and it's not because I blocked stuff out.
As we say, as we do in our relationship often.
Hey, the guy, the consequence. Who's the rapper? That does the face like this?
Code of Black?
No, racist. Consequent, not consequence. Racist.
He's wearing Louis Vuitton.
It's like
right?
Salutations or something. Conceited. I follow him on Instagram. I think he doesn't follow me back.
This is how I do the thing that Chris does. Do they know about that?
This? No.
Yeah.
But well, I do it sometimes.
Okay.
So anyway, I do that.
This is how I do it.
Really bad. And you hit the microphone and went. So bad, doubly bad. So, yeah. And so it's weird, though, because, like, I don't like that feeling, and that's why I don't like to listen to music as well.
Sadeeper.
Sadeeper, 100% Sadeeper,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, Matt also doesn't like looking at old pictures of himself.
Oh, when we finally kiss goodnight. Oh, when doesn't make it be warm. We both can't possibly be blocking stuff out. It would be too much of a great coincidence.
You have...
But that's what Vietnam vets do. When someone hears a loud noise or hears Charlie, because they get so... Because they might hit the deck, but they're just in IKEA.
I love you.
I love you too. So dude, I'm just, you know, it's like... We... So now, let's talk about sleep schedules.
I mean, you asked me to elaborate on something.
You did.
Did I?
You said you had a good childhood. You said you had a really fond, loving memory of Christmas because you had a good childhood. And because you heard something on TikTok where a girl said if you had a good childhood, you like Christmas. If you had a bad childhood, you like Kwanzaa or something. And I think that's very racist.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Okay, we'll go to your next thing.
No, but I mean, I do love Christmas. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
And I live through it now with Calvin, and it's very sweet.
Yeah.
And like, we were looking through toy magazines the other day with him, and he was like, aunt that. And we were circling some of the things. And that was very, I actually felt like it was literally the same feeling that I felt as a kid when I used to look through those magazines.
Yeah.
You felt the same way?
Totally, yeah.
And that is interesting because I'm not a kid anymore. And but I had two feelings. I had the, oh, this is so cool to look at these toys. Like literally in the back of my head, I'm like, maybe I'll get some. Yeah, for real. And obviously I've got some stuff that I'm repressed because I still go back to being a child.
No, I do too.
And I see Gator Golf and I'm like, maybe I'd have fun with that, but I know when it came, I wouldn't put it together. So yeah, Gator Golf. So Kevin wants Gator Golf. Kevin wants Robot Blocks.
Yep.
And
anything with a face on it, he's very
He loves faces.
Yeah.
Sometimes we were just at lunch and he saw a cow and he says, there's a face on that cow.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. He gets alarmed when there's not a body part on it that is supposed to be. Like there was a fish or something and it had just two eyes and a mouth.
Mm.
And he was like, where is the nose? Where are the ears?
Fish don't really have noses, you know?
Well, you'll have to tell him that. You'll have to be the one to break the news.
I will.
Just kind of bypassed.
I'll do it in a new year. We're dealing with a lot with the holidays and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love Christmas. So that's good. It's good that I love Christmas. It's good that we both love Christmas.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we don't just have a Christian fan base. We also have Jews in the fan base, and we love Jews. And we also have other people that don't celebrate either. So congratulations, whatever religion you are. And congratulations, whatever holiday you celebrate, whether it's Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, or any of the other ones that I have no idea about. And I feel like you guys, sometimes you get sad during the holidays, right? There's that seasonal depression. Do you?
During the holidays, only because of the fact that it happens during December, yeah. But like the holidays make it better for
yes.
me. They overtop the sadness.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be a Jew.
Why? God bless you.
They seem like the OGs of like all of it. Like they were like just the first.
Jews are pretty cool, yeah.
And like they've just like gone through so much
shit. Yeah,
and they still have like so much money.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That's cool.
Jews are cool. Jews are like.
They're cool, yeah.
Yeah. Even like when it comes to like I think that if you like think of like the cool race, like everyone thinks of like black people are like.
Yeah.
You know, they're just cool about themselves, but then. Jews are like, we've dealt with what you're dealing with thousands of years ago and nobody even really remembers. That's how OG we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you might be thinking you're cool, but then you're cool and they go like, oh, hey, oi, 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 oi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of wish, it would have been, people think I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
And I always, I'm like.
I'm attracted to neurotic energy, which is why we work so well, which might be why I also love.
You're attracted to neurotic energy?
Yeah.
Really?
Look at. Sweetheart.
I know I'm neurotic a bit, but also like
a
I got
bit.
That. No, but also I've got that swagger that makes up for it. You know what I mean? And you can't argue that.
Oh, yeah.
Larry David, you think Larry David is hot?
Yeah.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I have some issues, though.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
This is what I think. I mean, this is like deeper.
Yeah. But you love to go so deeper.
Yeah. When I was a gymnast growing up and I had a gymnastics coach named Sam.
You loved him.
He was like my dad. He was amazing. And he was from New York. He was Jewish.
Hey, do a flip of some.
He had family die in the Holocaust, actually.
Holy shit.
And then his dad was on a roof.
Oh, he was Jewish.
Yep. Oh. His dad was on a roof with his dad. They had escaped from the Holocaust after the wife and daughter had died. And then his dad fell off the roof and died. So it was just him.
Oh.
And then...
Wait, his dad fell off the roof where? In the Holocaust?
Okay.
We got out! Whoa!
So Sam's dad was a kid when he got out of the Holocaust. Or younger,
oh, got
younger.
It. Okay, okay,
so
okay.
His dad fell off the roof.
Oh, okay.
And then he met Sam's wife. I hope this is... no one's going to know. He met Sam's mom, and then she died during childbirth with Sam.
Oof,
so it's
Jesus
just them
Christ.
Two.
Wait,
yeah.
So when was falling off the roof? During the Holocaust?
After.
Oh, okay.
After they got out.
Oh, just a freak accident.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wild. But he was my coach. He had an accent like you do. He made fun of me only always, and he was like my dad, and I absolutely loved him. And it like got to the point that I was like, am I in love with him when I was like later? But I think I just was, he was just the best.
Do a fucking flip or something, man. Get off the beam, right?
And
that ain't no tea. You get a fucking four for that.
Yeah, he was the best.
Would he talk like that?
A little bit.
Really?
No, he would just be
I wanna talk like that. I talk a little bit like that, but.
No, it wasn't like that. It was just like, what are you fucking doing?
Right.
That kind of thing.
Just pissed off all the time.
Well, just like work harder, you know, and I'll be like, okay, yeah.
Hey, you failed. All right, we're done here. You
no,
fucked
he was
up,
supportive.
Right?
He was supportive.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And he was also like not a fucking creep, so that was helpful.
Yeah, there we go. Oh. You look good on camera. So what? And I put it in front of you. All right. So you like to wake up at what time in the morning if you had your perfect time to wake up in the morning?
8.
Oh, my God.
30.
Changing it?
Why do you ask that?
Because my shit is 10:30. 10.
Sweetheart.
I know.
We're lying.
What? Wait, what? What do you mean I'm lying?
You wake up at 11.
No. I might.
At the earliest.
I might. Well, that's not true. I don't wake up at 11, the earliest. That's not true.
Unless you have something to do. If you don't have something to do, you're not out of the bed by 11.
Maybe. But also, I'm saying, when do you like to wake up? Which is, I like to wake up at 10, but I don't want to. I like to, but I don't want to. Because I want to stay up as late as possible watching great movies.
Oh, I see. Okay, this is what we're...
I wish I could only do, like, if I could only get 5 hours of sleep and be fucking firing on all syllables, I would like to do that. I'd go to bed at, 3 and wake up at, well, I guess I could go to bed at 5 then and wake up at 10.
It's a point of contention in our relationship at this point.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Let's not get too deep into it. Let's keep it on a light note and not get argumentative.
Well, we spent, like, the first three years that we were together.
Yeah.
We've been together for 6 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is absolutely crazy.
And I like you just as much now.
My darling. That is not the truth. My darling. My darling. You don't respect me nearly half as much.
I didn't say respect.
My darling. You liked me so much more in the first 3 years. It's not even actually fucking close to the same amount.
Do you remember when we were in the car?
Nope. Next question.
The first night that we met.
Yeah.
And Mike Lenoci was in the back.
I do.
And do you remember what I asked you?
Who's that weird guy?
No.
What?
It's like, are you guys sad?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Comics are sad, right? Yep. Are you guys sad?
Yeah, you're like, are you guys...
You should have known then.
Yeah, but I don't think I was sad, but I wasn't accessing all of my emotions. I had my walls up, right? Because I would not... I didn't... Like, the fact that that's a question, I was like, well, I got to do so many jokes because we're not getting into any shit here, right? Yeah. But we were like, no, we're not sad. We're happy. And we were, I can't speak for Mike, but for me, I was blocking out any sort of realness.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't a real person back then. Boop!
Yeah. And what do you think your change into being a real person? Like, how did that happen?
Well, I'll show you.
Ow.
Sorry, but it's for the bit. So
you molded me.
So look. I'll show you. I just float away. Yeah. What?
Well, because I'm never on the podcast.
Oh, God, this was a mistake.
So maybe we can talk about that stuff.
What, therapy and stuff?
Well, it's just like the real stuff about you.
Like, oh, the weather outside is frightful. You're getting dangerously close to having my heartbeat. It's going so freaking fast. I'm going to have to take an Alprazolam after this.
You're so dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just ask questions?
Oh, my God, dude. We might have to cut some out.
That's fine.
Okay.
What was it about me that you knew that I was... gonna be your wife.
You're obviously okay. Look, there's wife material, right? You're obviously wife material, but besides that, it was your energy. You were just absolutely the most even-keeled person that I've ever met, and I need that. I'm nuts, okay? And you were just fun from jump, and like not serious about yourself. Like you didn't take yourself too seriously. That's a big thing for me. When people take shit too seriously or take themselves too seriously and don't go with the joke, that's a huge thing for me.
Yeah, your whole family is so good at just going with the joke.
Yeah, I it's really hard for me to deal with...
anything.
Yeah, it's hard for me to deal with emotions and stuff and like, but yeah.
You're getting really good at it though.
Thanks.
Like, or it's a skill that you are improving.
Mm.
Actively, so that's good.
I am trying, yeah. But yeah, that's you are. You're just great. You're great, and I say it on my podcast, and sometimes I honestly say like you're my angel, and I don't actually like the way I say that because you're an angel, and I am lucky enough to be around you.
Oh,
babe.
That's how I like to say it better than that.
You're sweet.
But I say you're my angel, and I don't like the way that says. Every time I say that, I'm like, I kind of cringe because it's not, I don't think that's right to say.
You're but sweet.
Yeah, I'm all right, dude.
Want to hear why I like you? Or why I fell in love with you?
I ate it.
Ew.
So the tear built up in my eye, mm-hmm. went down to my cheek, built up on my chin. It got bulbous, got too heavy, and too much liquid, fell down, caught it, bloop, and then wanted it back inside my body. One time, my Aunt Martha, she used to live in the basement of Grandpa Bam and Grandpa Dottie's house, my dad's mom and dad, my grandpa's, and my grandma, mm-hmm. Her husband cut himself really badly, and he was really old, and he said, I wish I had the wherewithal to put my mouth on the cut, and I would have just drank it and put the blood all back inside me as a joke. I know. But he said that, and I remember as a kid, I was like, did he really think that that's how it works? And they were like, no, he was just playing. But that was how dumb I was as a kid. I was 25. So, no, but yeah, anyway.
Wow, that was what we call in the therapy world deflection.
No, it's one of the tentacles that we use in this podcast.
Oh,
we need
I
to
see.
Get
okay.
back to the head of the octopus.
Got it. Okay.
The head of the octopus.
Okay.
Starring Chris D'Elia and Kristen Taylor. The head of the octopus. But what?
So I met you mm-hmm. and I had been watching. I watched your vines in college.
Wow.
Like probably, let's see, I was 25 or 6 when I met you. So when I was like 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, like, I bet I would like him. Or, like, I bet we would get along.
You were right.
And then I saw you perform. Mm-hmm. And then you were so... I liked you so much more than I had ever liked anybody.
Mm.
That I feel like it jump-started my own... like journey to becoming a better person.
Oh, wow. Kind of.
Yeah. Because I was like, I need to really get my shit together if I'm going to be like worth him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so I really, really did that.
Finally kiss goodnight.
Huh? Why are you seeming like that's bad?
No, it's great.
I loved you so much.
I know,
was like,
but it's just dealing with that kind of actual connection is.
What do you mean?
It's so hard to actually feel all those emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had quite a journey together.
All the way home will be warm. Let's hear those sleigh bells tingling, ting, ting, tingling too. Come on, and lovely weather. You just leave. We have had quite a journey. Silent night. What's that?
The lighter.
You're stupid, dude. Holy night. Not even good pantomime what you're doing.
Well, maybe this can be for the Patreon because I feel like regular people don't fucking care about any of this.
No, it's not going to be for the Patreon.
Oh, okay. Well.
Hey, let me stop you right there. And it's great, but it's not for the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
People like shit, you know? And plus, we got to tell them what they like. We do what we do, dude.
Mm.
So.
That's also why I like you.
Yeah, I know. We do. So let's talk about why you like me. It makes me very uncomfortable. I don't want to be so exposed to everyone. Suddenly see more. Dude, you did plays when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I did Little Shop of Horrors. I wish I was the dentist. Didn't get the role of the dentist. Trenton Reynolds got it. He was a senior because I was a freshman. And I wish I did Little Shop of Horrors when I was a senior. And they didn't. Instead, they did. What did we do when I was a senior? What the hell did we do when I was a senior?
Technicolor Dreamcoat?
I think
Elvis?
I think that's what we did when I was a senior, and I was the Pharaoh. And I was not Joseph.
You have Pharaoh energy for sure. Just like oppressive.
Why did I do that play?
Evil.
I'm a Pharaoh?
Yeah, just like by
what's a Pharaoh? Even.
I kind of make it up in my own head.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's the best thing to do. Let me look up Pharaoh.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
We were in the same first play. Like our first plays were the same.
You were in Oedipus?
No, Guys and Dolls.
Kidding.
I was Adelaide and you were a man of many talents?
I was every part that was the bullshit part that nobody wanted to do because I was too young and they wouldn't give me the good parts. And maybe I wasn't good. I don't know. But Pharaoh is a ruler in ancient Egypt. That's me.
I mean, I knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I did know that. I did know that. But are they real?
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't like, it's not like David Crockett. Is David Crockett real? No clue.
No idea.
Is that like Joe Biden? Is Joe Biden real? So the first play I did was HMS Pinafore in eighth grade. Let me just go through my shit, okay? HMS Pinafore, and that was the one when Halal Latif, man, this fucking story, okay. So we had to have black shoes because we were sailors. We could not wear white shoes. The drama teacher told us we can't wear white shoes because sailors have to have the black shoes. That's what we have to have. Mm. So everyone was like, okay. Halal, one of my friends, still keep in touch with him, love the dude. Halal Latif, great dude. Had lunch with him maybe, you know, 8 months ago. He said that he was like, I don't have black shoes. And she's like, well, you're going to have to get black shoes. And he said, I don't know if he said it or if the drama teacher said, well, you know, if you don't have the money to get black shoes, because I don't want to tell people to get black shoes,
right,
you can put black socks over your whatever color shoes you have.
Seems unsafe.
Didn't even think about it. I was fucking 14, right?
Right, sure.
So Halal says, socks over the shoes? Okay. Puts black. Now, showtime. Halal shows up in black socks over his big ass white shoes. It's stretched out. You can still see the white through the socks. They were so stretched out. And Halal shows up and I'm laughing, right? Not because he's not going to spend money on the black shoes, but because this whole thing, now I get how ridiculous it is. Putting socks on over your shoes is so fucking dumb looking and unsafe. So we do the opening number. It's opening night, opening number. And Halal is right in front of me during the whole opening number, okay? And we're doing those, you know, you're always doing like the box dancing and then the fucking, hey, and then we're singing the song. We're on the fucking bow of the ship. Hey, hey, it's HMS Pinafore. I don't even know what the fuck song it is. But there is a part where I remember I'm in this position. You know, I'm on the left side just going, holding the note. And Halal is below me on one knee. You know, we're both hitting the, you know, and we're doing the note. And then we have to get up and go and walk. And oh, no, we have to get up and then do a dance. And then that's, we have to hold this note, right? So Halal stands up and we all go, and he falls back down. He falls down hard because he slips because the socks are over his shoes. Okay. And Halal was a bigger dude in eighth grade, like probably the biggest dude in the class. And he,
how big are we talking?
He was a big dude, bigger than anyone. I mean, we were in fucking eighth grade.
So. I want a pound.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how much I weighed in eighth grade. Oh, okay. How much does someone weigh in eighth grade? So he falls, and the whole, but my point is saying he's bigger is, right? Because he's not on the stage. We're on this thing that was built outside of the stage, in front of the stage, that covers the orchestra pit. And it's not like, it the noise reverberates. It goes, boom. And so he gets up, and we're holding the note, and I'm holding the note, and I'm like, trying not to laugh. And I hear Halal say, whoa. Dude, no notes came out of me after that. I was just like, I guess I'll hold the position. I am, my whole body's shaking. I'm crying so hard laughing. And Halal's just going to go, dude, there was the longest note I ever tried to hold, didn't hold it. But dude, I couldn't stop laughing. It was so good. And I got to bring it up to Halal again. Now I'm going to text him after this, dude. It was so fucking funny. And that, those memories of doing shit like that were so fun, man.
Theater was the absolute shit. Oh,
Theater was the absolute shit. Theater was the absolute shit. That's the code word to take me out from across the building.
It was so fun.
I got the code sentence. Theater was the absolute shit. Oh, the weather. Dun, 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 dun. dun, 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 dun.
I wonder how much time, like, if we end up spending our lives together.
How much time I'm doing bits?
Yeah, how much time is just me waiting in the wings while you're finishing a bit to just, like, continue on with my life? Because this isn't just, like, in a podcast setting. This is, like, my whole life. And you'll, because you get pissed off if I'm not actively participating, watching, affirming.
Thank you for saying all that. I appreciate you saying all that.
I mean, it's got to be months.
Dude, I get so pissed. I get pissed off for two reasons. Look.
Two reasons, sweetheart. You get happy for two reasons. You get pissed off for the for all the other.
Dude, all right, so here's the deal, man. When I'm doing my bits, when someone else is doing their bits, you let them do their bits. That's my rule. Someone's doing their bit. If we got a guy who's bit heavy, like Fahim Anwar, he's bit heavy. He's always doing bits.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he's very funny, right? One of my buddies, he does bits. He goes heavy on the bits. Mm-hmm. You go, you wait it out. You join in sometimes. I'm a professional. He's a professional. We join in. We have a good time. Eric, bit heavy dude. Eric Griffin, a bit heavy dude. You let him go. You join in. You pepper it in. If it's his bit, you pepper it in a little bit. Now, if you're a civilian, if you're not heavy on the bits and somebody's doing bits, you let him do bits.
Sweetheart, in the context of a married couple at home, you doing a bit does not make me a civilian. We're fucking married.
Do you, civilian, take this? Professional comedian. I do. Do you, civilian, take this comedian? Theater is fucking amazing. Dead on it.
I'm waiting. I need to bring like if I don't have my phone on me like right now, I need to bring like little games or something. So I need to bring little things to do, like a little tic-tac-toe or something that I can.
While I'm doing bits?
Yeah, to mind my time.
I don't even give a fuck if you're laughing or not, honestly. I'll still do it.
Yes, you do.
Well, No. I want you to laugh. But if you're not laughing, I'll still do it.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If I laugh, sometimes I laugh. Oh, I'm giving you a dirty little secret.
Do not even. I'm going to tell you right now. I've asked you not to do. If you admit what you're going to admit, I have asked you not to do this. If it's what I think it is, I'm going to get upset. Okay. Go ahead.
Sometimes I laugh to make the bit be over.
Hello, therapist? Yes, we need an emergency session. Okay, thank you.
Because I know that if I don't laugh, you're going to do it six more times and drill that bit into the fucking ground until I laugh. Is that or is that not the truth?
I died of a broken heart. Dude, no. No.
99.9% of the time I'm laughing for
real.
Okay,
all right,
but
I'm liking
that. So many fucking bits that still that 0.1% is still 1 out of 1,000 bits.
I don't like that.
That's
but
like
okay.
Every 3 days.
The man of 1,000 bits. I don't like that, and that's okay. And I'm gonna hold it against you for the rest of our lives. Is that okay? Wow, another good answer for the audio. I will ask you from now on if you really laughed at the bit or if you were doing it to bail out.
No.
So congratulations. Hey, shake my hand. Congratulations.
That's my hell.
Do you see? Now say it in the mic. Say, that's my
I'm
hell in the mic.
I'm saying it in the mic.
I know, but say it. Go right up to the mic and say it in the mic.
You're my hell.
You see how much better that sounds? I mean, not necessarily the actual substance of what you're saying, but talking like this and you're talking like this sounds so much better.
Yeah, but like you said, I'm a civilian.
Dude, you got jokes.
I don't need to be.
You got jokes
pro.
In your pocket.
Jokes in my pocket.
So hold on. So
should
hold
we
on.
Talk about that what we were watching?
We were watching Oprah and the fucking dude, and we were watching Oprah and why men cheat, and the dude being interviewed by Oprah, she was like, so why did you cheat? And he was like, man, I don't know. He was like, I like this woman because she was showing me adoration and she had jokes in her pocket.
She had a joke in her pocket.
Yeah, she had jokes in her pocket, dude. So
and we came to the conclusion that men cheat because they're being affirmed by women. It's not necessarily the sex. They're just like getting adoration.
Yeah,
seems
I mean,
to be the common thread.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a bunch of different reasons why, but mm-hmm. yeah.
Because cheating is something that we often, you know.
Talk
about in our relationship.
Yeah, we do talk about that. Chestnut. I think that fucking, we were, God damn it, I wanted to do a bit. And
oh,
then
God,
we,
how are you ever going to come up with another one?
There was some bit I wanted to fucking goddamn do.
I'm sure you'll find 10 to make up for it, sweetheart.
With every bit lost, he replaced it with 10. It's like the fucking the movie 300. With one soldier down, we replenished it with 300 more. Dude,
you be careful when you cut the head off a bit, because that just grows into different bits. You're going to want to cut the head off a bit?
Mm. You're going to have a bunch of different bits, right? It's like when you kill the leader in North Korea, you never know who's going to replace it. So be careful when you kill my bits. You might be trying to assassinate Un Jong-il. In Jong-il. Ping Jong-il. King Jong-il. Well, that's it for YouTube. If you want to catch the rest of the episode, go on over to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia and you can catch the rest of the thing with me here and Kristen. We're doing it in two parts. So, you know, it's either part one or part two right now. But either way, go and catch the full version of part one or part two by going to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. Also, you can get all the backlogged episodes that have come out full in their entirety. And also every month we do an episode for Patreon that is not on YouTube, so check that out too. And all that is just $6, so going over to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. Thanks a lot.